Yes, a biography of Alice Bailey. And someone had con the story will come out. It will be on the webpage, but very briefly, someone had contacted her with some archival material for her interest, and she passed the contact on to Stephen Chernahew.
Right. Okay. No, I understand. Yeah. And by the way, BL, we seem to have been having some trouble recording.
No, Michael, we're not having trouble recording. What I'm doing is I'm stopping the recording during the moments of silence every couple of hours so that when we post the recordings, we're doing it in smaller blocks and can identify the speakers instead of a 25-hour video.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Excuse me, just for a moment. I just turned a recording on here, just now. It was not on. So I don't know whether what Rose has said was recorded.
Oh, I had it turned on when Dwayne started, and it should have gone all the way through Rose.
Maybe we just better leave it because it was an important what she said was important, and
Yes.
I
And if we missed it, I can get with Rose and we can recreate her
Yes.
section. So, Rose and I can do a little private Zoom and recreate that if we missed it. So.
Okay,
Okay,
well
well now
now it is recording as far as I can see. You see upper
Yes.
left-hand corner.
Yes, it looks like it is.
Because
And I could see those little clouds all along, but when we can't check it until the end to see what it looks like, but Rose, I'll get with you if there's a problem and we need to recreate your talk, okay?
Yeah, and maybe recreate what Tuya discussed with her, you see.
Then we will roast talk all day. Anyway, let us go to this
I'm just
interest.
concerned with playing around with the recording because we've missed huge chunks in the past because different people were doing different things. So let's be very aware of this, very aware.
Okay, we have to look that and check. But anyway, let us go into this just fantastic information. And if there is no other, I would be asking Rose, what is that star? Did he call star group or star? How it was in the letter? Star group.
The order of the star, it was a group that gained a lot of traction in the very early 1920s, a theosophical, it was kind of a spin-off, if I want to put it that way, and it revolved around Krishnamurti and and him being sort of this embodiment of the Christ energy. And the intent behind that apparently had a definite hierarchical origin. And we do know that later Krishnamurti dissolved the Order of the Star. So what exactly happened, we're not sure, but it was definitely a hierarchical
Yes.
start of, this Christ energy more in a manifested environment.
Right, referring, I have not been reading about that. Michael, do you know something? But I'm just thinking about the Star of Bethlehem, what is like his symbol appearing that he has come. So I would guess that it has some relationship to that. But yes, sorry.
And what I find so important about that letter is he's really emphasizing the need to take this abstract mental level and bring it down to the desire level and to create that desire and longing for his return, because that then creates the invocation in the denser substance that assists in that. And I think I think in many ways, a lot more work could be done along that, those lines.
I agree about that. Always what DG is talking and around the wars, world wars, he is pointing out constantly about this, our part, that if we would have been more efficient, the war could have been avoided. And I think it is about the same line that we must verbalize as well, we must within our inner to be so aligned that we actually create that magnetic point that there must be evocation, there must be response. But if we are just here still, nothing will happen. So that we must do our part, and it is related to those aspects that we have. We invoke, pray, we have this aspiration, we have the yearning. So it is, if we think about even on a physical plane, if we see that someone is in need, so we go and we give our help. So it's the same way we need to address our call now to above, that he will come.
Yeah. There is a question from David Hopper. He asks, are there any audio recordings of Alice Bailey, such as during her public lectures? And this is a question I have been asking a lot myself. And I know there are, but I don't know where they are. And I'm hoping that someone who may know or may have some of these can bring them forward. But I have recently come, and I will be posting this on the website soon. I have recently come to a testimony that was given by an 80-year-old man in the 1980s. He did an interview with Share International, and in one of their 1980s magazines, they published his interview. And in that interview, he speaks of meeting Alice when she was in Europe and spending a couple of days at her home. And he says, and I should actually post it, but he says in there that Foster took him into her bedroom when she was taking dictation. And he said she had been like this for the last 4 hours, just, and that she literally stopped after 4 hours nonstop due to complete exhaustion. And he said, well, what does the Tibetan think of this? And she paused for a moment and she looked on into the ceiling, and she said that he was going to telepathically transmit to her the image on the wall. She would clairvoyantly read it and speak it out loud into an audio recording apparatus, that she for the next 2 days went out to gather the needed equipment. And this is early 1930s when this was going on. And it was a wax roll that you had to change every 30 minutes. So he said she would be speaking into this microphone that was being recorded on a wax roll, and a assistant would come in every 30 minutes and change it to a new wax roll. Whether those recordings would still be viable this many years later, I don't know if they deteriorate, but I'm sure they're somewhere. So in that case, we do know for her own dictation, she was recording it, at least attempting to, and then later to transcribe her recording. And then in the late 1940s, audio recording had become more sophisticated. So I am sure there are recordings of her.
Yes, David, you have your hands up, so unmute yourself.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, I contacted Lucis Trust years ago. I would probably say at least 10 years ago, maybe 15, and I talked to Sarah McKechnie this exact question about any audio recordings, and she gave me an initial negative, but she didn't say absolutely. So I am I am suspecting that Lucis possibly either in London and or New York might have some recording somewhere.
Maybe London, not in New York.
Yeah, but wherever the archives are physically stored by Lucis Trust. I know you have another set right at the moment. Also, I contacted the School of Esoteric Studies. I think it was the guy's name was Van der Linden, I think. And I talked to him personally in New York City in the early 2000s, and he said he wasn't aware of any audio recordings himself. But you know, this is only hearsay information. So I suspect there's something out there. So please keep up the Dick Tracy work, as it were. You know.
Yes.
Thanks.
And BL, would you go through those comments? What has come here?
I think they all have been. Let me see. I posted the names that Rose mentioned, Isabel Blackthorne and Steve Chernikief. So if people wanted to look them up, Diana had also done the same thing. And Maya says, Stephen is known for the 12s project from the 1980s in Aquarian group meditation work. And then let me see, there's, okay, I think that's it for all of the.
Right. So, if there is no other, anyway, so everybody can have now access and study, which is just wonderful work. And it is expanding, I guess so, all the time. And so are they now all put there? No, they cannot be.
So there's a lot of material. So just as right now, the letters on occult meditation, and next I think will come either Light of the Soul.
Right. Okay, great. So Michael, do you have something now?
You know, there are in these two things. Notice the Tibetan's language in the early days. It is somewhat in the verbal forms, Elizabethan language. And eventually, the story goes that Alice Bailey and the Tibetan worked out a form of English which was upgraded from the rather archaic language that the Tibetan was using. But in these early originals, his approach in verbal forms is certainly noticeable. Maketh, breaketh, taketh. You'll notice there's none of that in the books that have been amended or changed accordingly. Also, something to be on the lookout for, there are many ellipses in the published work, but those ellipses, those sudden leaving off of the sentence, suddenly a subject is dropped, and you know there's material there, probably are filled in the original. Now, why they were not published, maybe one will be able to determine that, and whether they should be published is also a question to be reviewed. It depends on what is being said of a personal nature, et cetera, et cetera. So one should look for where the ellipses occur, and there are many. And so that will be the responsibility of those who want to offer these early books. Just wanted to say. Thank you, Rose. It's really as in a historical foundation for what is occurring. Very, very valuable, and it's a great service to offer this to people. So thank you so much.
You know, it is reminding me something, my experience in Tibet. But first, I would like to ask Rose, how do you, when you have those physically, those papers, and one thing first, that goodness me, that they had to write them in those old typewriters.
Oh, no word document back then.
Yes. The respect just rises from my heart. And then the second thing, do you, when you have those, do you have this kind of energetic sense in the presence of those papers? Do you feel something?
Well, just to clarify, Stephen Chernikov has the box and the actual physical papers of this particular, of these particular documents. The ones that I have from Gordon, absolutely. Yeah. And I prefer actually to read it off of that paper than a transcript of it. It just does something for me that is so much deeper and richer than reading a word process document of it.
You know, because I can so much relate that. I had an experience when we were in Tibet and we were taken. I'm so sorry, I do not remember the city, but it very little city on the mountains. And they had this monastery where they had, it was like, I don't remember those, at least like 20 meters forward, and then high up there, like 10 meters, and full of old scriptures. The energy was so strong that I almost fainted. Mm. And I had such an, I think that it is one of those in very, very physical experience of the presence of the hierarchy than in any other places. And that's why I was just thinking about those writings, because the experience for me was like blowing my whole head. I would have never expected, I never had experienced anything like that. And they were telling about these original scriptures, that it was one of the rare places. I think that there are only three places in Tibet that they Chinese didn't burn the libraries, that they were able to save those scriptures into those particular monasteries. I'm just looking, there came some note, is there Arya who has, if Arya would have been here, I think he would have been remembering the name of the monastery, but it was such an effect in my head, and this presence of the energy. So there are talismans in the world, and there are those magical things like those kinds of papers. So that's why they are also very, very beyond all the value in physical form, because there is something else. Very, very interesting how this is happening. Maybe Twain will draw to us some kind of illustration how that is, what kind of devas are involved and what do they do.
I think the 100-year cycle is significant. These letters were written, most of them, in 1920, and here we are, 2020. And right. This person had stored this box in their possession for 20 or 30 years. So why now? Why exactly. These circumstances? There's something.
Me and why you?
There's something behind this. Well, yeah. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of it, but Yes, there's something behind that.
It is, you know, all these linkings and how things are happening, they are interesting to realize because there is the story is unfolding. Right. So if there is, there are many, many thank yous. Katja says, thank you, Rose, deep and much needed work. And Maya, thank you, Rose. So anyway, thank you, Rose. And maybe we now go into our work and we will invite you again, I'm sure. And we can then talk more about what has come up to that time. So lots of love and thank you.